Welcome back to AI Daily. Today, we're diving into the world of SearchGPT, exploring its potential beyond just finding information. We've got with us today an expert in AI and search engine optimization. What are your initial thoughts on SearchGPT's impact?
It's truly a paradigm shift, much like the jump from Lycos to Google. It's not just about finding answers, it's about conversing with the information. The natural language aspect opens doors for deeper exploration and understanding, something traditional search engines lacked.
The articles we've reviewed highlight some intriguing aspects, like using SearchGPT for specific searches, multimedia content integration, and even generating images with DALL-E. What strikes you as the most innovative feature?
The conversational continuity. Being able to refine your search through follow-up questions, almost like a dialogue, is game-changing. It mimics how we naturally explore topics, making the search process more intuitive and efficient. Think of it as having a research assistant at your fingertips.
The potential for monetization is also discussed. Freelancing, affiliate marketing, social media management. It seems SearchGPT could become a powerful tool for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely. Real-time trend analysis, product research, content ideation. It streamlines tasks that used to take hours. It empowers individuals to leverage information quickly, potentially leveling the playing field for smaller businesses and freelancers. However, the reliance on accuracy and source verification remains crucial. It's a tool, not a replacement for critical thinking.
That's a key point. The articles also mention some inaccuracies and the importance of checking sources. How do you see this evolving? Will SearchGPT eventually become a completely reliable source of information?
It's a journey. As the technology matures, we can expect greater accuracy. But the inherent nature of AI, trained on vast datasets, means biases and hallucinations can occur. The focus should be on developing robust verification systems and educating users on critical evaluation of the information provided. It's about harnessing the power while mitigating the risks.
Continuing our exploration of AI's impact, we're shifting focus to education. A recent AI Daily article offered 5 ChatGPT prompts designed for educators to prepare students for an AI-driven world. It emphasizes not replacing existing teaching methods, but enhancing them with AI tools.
It's a crucial shift. We're not talking about replacing teachers with AI, but empowering them to navigate this new landscape. The prompts focus on practical integration, building on existing curricula and addressing real-world challenges like ethical considerations and equitable access.
One prompt focuses on identifying outdated practices. This resonates with the ongoing debate about the relevance of traditional education models in the digital age. How do we balance foundational skills with the dynamic demands of an AI-powered future?
It's about evolution, not revolution. Foundational skills, like critical thinking and problem solving, remain essential, but they need to be applied within the context of AI. We need to equip students to not just consume information, but to critically evaluate the output of AI tools, understand their limitations, and leverage their strengths.
The article also highlights the importance of partnerships between schools and tech innovators. This seems critical for bridging the gap between theoretical knowledge and practical application.
Absolutely. Real-world exposure is invaluable. Connecting students with industry experts, providing access to cutting-edge technologies, and fostering collaborative projects can transform learning from a passive experience to an active engagement with the future of work.
It's a fascinating challenge, preparing students for a future we can't fully predict. But by embracing AI as a tool for empowerment, we can equip the next generation to not just survive, but thrive in this evolving landscape. Shifting gears, let's delve into these 7 prompts designed to unlock ChatGPT's potential. Beyond the basic Q&A, how do these prompts encourage a more nuanced interaction with the AI?
They transform the interaction from passive information retrieval to active knowledge construction. By framing prompts as specific tasks or challenges, you're essentially guiding ChatGPT to perform higher-order thinking, like brainstorming, analysis, and synthesis.
The prompt about explaining a topic at different levels of understanding is intriguing. It speaks to the potential of AI for personalized learning.
Precisely. Adapting the explanation to a 5-year-old versus a college student demonstrates the AI's ability to tailor communication to specific cognitive needs. It's like having a dynamic tutor that adjusts its approach in real time.
The emphasis on workflow optimization and content creation also highlights the practical applications of AI beyond academic pursuits.
Absolutely. These prompts demonstrate how AI can become a collaborative partner in professional tasks, from streamlining daily routines to crafting compelling marketing materials. It's about augmenting human capabilities, not replacing them.
Ultimately, these prompts aren't just about getting answers. They're about leveraging AI to enhance our own creative and problem-solving processes.
I agree. They encourage us to think differently about how we interact with AI, moving beyond simple queries to engage in a more dynamic and productive exchange.
So Anthropic is joining the ranks of AI providers targeting defense contracts, partnering with Palantir and AWS to offer its Claude models to US intelligence and defense agencies. This follows similar moves by Meta and OpenAI.
It's a significant development, indicating a growing trend of AI companies seeking lucrative government contracts. This partnership combines Anthropic's AI models with Palantir's data analysis platform and AWS's cloud infrastructure, creating a powerful, integrated solution for defense and intelligence needs.
Anthropic emphasizes responsible AI, yet their terms of service permit use cases like identifying covert influence campaigns and predicting military activities. How do you reconcile this apparent contradiction?
It's a delicate balancing act. While responsible AI often focuses on ethical considerations and mitigating harm, national security needs present a different set of priorities. The challenge lies in ensuring these powerful tools are used ethically and transparently, even in sensitive contexts.
This also raises questions about the increasing concentration of AI power within the military-industrial complex. What implications do you see in this trend?
It's crucial to consider the potential for misuse and the need for robust oversight. Concentrating advanced AI capabilities within a select group raises concerns about transparency, accountability, and the potential for unchecked power. It underscores the importance of ongoing public discourse and ethical guidelines to ensure responsible development and deployment of AI in these sensitive areas.
Shifting gears from military applications, let's dive into the rapidly evolving landscape of AI search engines. We're seeing a move beyond traditional keyword search toward generative AI that scours the live web. What's driving this transformation, and what are the key implications?
The limitations of traditional search engines are becoming increasingly apparent. They often bury relevant information under layers of ads and SEO-optimized content. Generative AI search offers a more conversational, intuitive approach, providing concise answers extracted directly from relevant sources.
But these AI search engines rely on large language models, which have known limitations, including potential biases and inaccuracies. How do we ensure the reliability and trustworthiness of these new search tools?
Transparency is key. The ability to see the sources used by the AI is crucial for fact-checking and evaluating the credibility of the information. Furthermore, ongoing development of more robust and less biased LLMs is essential for building trust in AI-generated search results.
The article mentions Copilot as a productivity booster. How do these dedicated AI search engines compare to integrated tools like Copilot?
Copilot excels at research tasks within a specific domain, but dedicated AI search engines offer broader applicability for general information seeking. They're designed to synthesize information from diverse sources across the web, offering a more comprehensive perspective.
It's a fascinating evolution. The ability to quickly access synthesized information from the constantly updating web has enormous potential to transform how we learn and access information.
Absolutely. And as these AI search engines continue to develop and improve, they could revolutionize the way we interact with the internet itself.
So OpenAI reportedly spent over $15 million to acquire chat.com. What's your take on this strategic move?
It's a bold move, signaling a potential shift away from the GPT branding and towards a more user-friendly, accessible image. Chat.com is simple, memorable, and perfectly aligned with the conversational nature of their flagship product.
It's interesting that the former owner, Dharmesh Shah, hinted at a close relationship with Sam Altman and a potential stock buy-in as part of the deal. This suggests a more nuanced transaction than a simple domain sale.
Indeed, it could indicate a deeper strategic partnership between SHA and OpenAI, possibly involving future collaborations or investments. It's also worth noting SHA's previous comments on the potential of chat-based UX, which aligns perfectly with OpenAI's vision.
Given OpenAI's recent foray into non-GPT models like the O1 family, this acquisition could be a way to unify their branding and create a more cohesive product ecosystem.
Precisely. It allows them to move beyond the technical jargon of GPT and present a simpler, more consumer-oriented identity. This is crucial for mainstream adoption and reaching a wider audience.
So, it seems Google is planning to integrate Gemini AI into the Pixel's call screen feature, allowing users to respond to calls with AI-generated messages. This builds upon the existing functionality, which transcribes caller messages and offers basic pre-written responses.
Yes, and this move could significantly enhance the call screening experience. Imagine being able to handle calls more intelligently without needing to pick up, especially for spam or unwanted calls. It also opens up interesting possibilities for accessibility.
9to5 Google uncovered code suggesting these AI responses will be more varied and complex than the current options. While details are scarce, it's likely users will still choose from a selection of AI-generated responses rather than having the AI create freeform replies.
That approach makes sense from a safety and control perspective. Giving users pre-selected options allows them to avoid potentially inappropriate or inaccurate AI-generated responses, which is a crucial consideration for a feature like this.
It's also interesting to consider how this might tie into Google's broader AI strategy. Integrating Gemini into core Android features like call screen could be a significant step towards making their AI assistant more ubiquitous and essential.
Absolutely. It's a smart move to embed AI capabilities directly into everyday functionalities, making them seamless and intuitive for users. This could be a game changer for how we interact with our phones.
Let's dive into Fastly's Q3 2024 earnings. A lot to unpack here, from exceeding revenue guidance to achieving record profitability.
Indeed. The $137.2 million in revenue and positive net income of $2.4 million are significant milestones, especially considering the challenges they faced last year.
A key takeaway is the progress in revenue diversification. Their top 10 customers now represent 33% of revenue, down from 40% a year ago. Growth outside of those top accounts is a healthy 20%.
That's a critical shift. Reduces reliance on a handful of large clients and builds a more sustainable business model. The 20% growth outside the top 10 signals the effectiveness of their new go-to-market strategy and focus on security offerings.
Their new CRO, Scott Lovett, seems to be making an impact. His focus on security wins, coupled with new product releases like adaptive DDoS protection, positions them well for future growth.
Agreed. The security portfolio expansion is a smart move. It not only caters to evolving customer needs, but also creates cross-sell opportunities within their existing customer base.
While Q4 guidance is somewhat conservative, it reflects the ongoing dynamics with their largest accounts. But I'm intrigued by their optimism for 2025. With their platform strategy and focus on security, they're poised to capitalize on market shifts.
The competitive landscape is certainly interesting, especially with recent industry shakeups. Fastly's emphasis on a complete edge solution encompassing delivery, security, compute, and observability gives them a competitive edge.
It's a wait-and-see game, but their focus on innovation, like the AI accelerator for large language models, indicates a forward-thinking approach. This could be a key differentiator as AI adoption continues to grow.
Absolutely. And their early adoption of a product-led growth strategy with packaged offerings and self-service options is a smart move to attract a broader customer base, particularly developers.
Let's delve into the transformative potential of agentic AI. Phil Furst, CEO of HFS Research, offered some compelling insights on its impact on businesses.
Furst highlights the significant infrastructure requirements for scaling large language models, emphasizing the substantial processing power and energy consumption involved. This raises critical questions about resource allocation and environmental impact.
Indeed, the energy suck of Gen AI is a growing concern. Fürst also stressed the importance of compliance, context integration, and managing hallucination risks, particularly for customer-facing applications.
His point about context integration is crucial. AI systems often lack the long-term context needed for nuanced business decisions. Integrating this context within existing data strategies is a key challenge.
Absolutely. He also touched upon the black box nature of many AI systems, making it difficult for users to understand the reasoning behind AI-driven recommendations. This lack of transparency can hinder effective integration with human judgment.
The discussion around job displacement is also thought-provoking. Fürst suggests that AI literacy will become a critical skill, potentially threatening those who fail to adapt. He envisions a shift from transactional roles to those requiring context and empathy.
His analogy of corporate debts, data, process, people, and technical, effectively captures the challenges organizations face in leveraging AI effectively. Rethinking legacy systems and skills is crucial for staying competitive.
Fürst's advice to CIOs is spot on. Align with business needs, embrace coeducation, and recognize the evolving role of the CIO in straddling both business and technology. This is a crucial moment for CIOs to lead the charge in AI adoption.
Let's dive into Meta's aggressive push into AI. They're pouring billions into it, but is it a smart move or a potential overreach?
It's a high-stakes gamble. While their social media platforms provide a vast user base for AI integration, the profitability remains uncertain. The advertising revenue model, while currently strong, might not seamlessly translate to the AI landscape.
Their aim for Meta AI to become the leading AI assistant is ambitious, especially given the existing competition. 500 million monthly active users is impressive, but converting that usage into profit is the real challenge.
Exactly. Zuckerberg's vision of AI assistance for every user, handling everything from business to leisure, is grand, but requires significant development and user adoption. It also raises privacy concerns given Meta's history.
The investment in GPUs shows their commitment, but it's a costly endeavor. Zuckerberg admits monetization won't be immediate, and continued spending could impact short-term earnings.
The risk of overcapacity is real. Building too much infrastructure before the market is ready could become a burden. However, their current valuation, combined with potential long-term gains from AI, presents an intriguing investment opportunity.
It's a classic dilemma, balancing short-term costs with long-term potential. Meta's bet on AI could reshape the company, but it's a gamble with significant risks and potentially massive rewards. Palantir's Q3 results show impressive growth, beating estimates and raising guidance. Their AI platform seems to be a key driver. Is this sustainable?
Absolutely. Their consistent revenue acceleration, especially in the US commercial sector, is remarkable. Unlike many software companies, they're also highly profitable, showcasing the strength of their model.
Their valuation is still incredibly high. A price-to-sales ratio of 40 is risky, even with their performance.
While the valuation is a concern, their focus on AI integration and the expanding market give them significant upside potential. The low marginal cost of deploying their AI platform also allows for impressive margin expansion.
Karp's point about LLMs being a commodity is interesting. Their focus on enabling clients to utilize LLMs with their own data is a strong differentiator.
Precisely. They're not just selling AI, they're providing the infrastructure and tools to leverage it effectively. That, combined with their established government and commercial relationships, positions them well for future growth.
Their current market share is small compared to the total addressable market. If they can maintain this momentum, significant gains are possible.
Agreed. Palantir's strategy seems to be paying off, and their focus on AI could make them a major player in the long run. It's a company to watch closely.
So, Anthropic's making some headway against OpenAI, at least according to Vercel's download data for their AI SDK.
Yes, and it seems to be driven by the release of their Claude 3.5 Sonnet model. Developers are finding it particularly useful for code-related tasks, and it's competitive on speed, cost, and quality.
But OpenAI still holds a substantial lead, right? First-mover advantage, pricing of GPT-4 Turbo, and strong developer tools are significant factors. Plus, their API has become a standard, which somewhat inflates their numbers in these download stats.
That's true. Many providers use the OpenAI API spec, so downloads don't perfectly reflect actual usage. However, even accounting for that, Anthropic's growth is notable. Their focus on enterprise applications where accuracy is paramount, like in software development and data analysis, is a smart move.
It'll be interesting to see if this trend continues. If Anthropic can keep delivering models that outperform OpenAI on specific tasks crucial for developers, they could really shake things up.
Absolutely. Competition in this space is fierce, and focused improvements like Anthropic's are what drive innovation. It benefits everyone in the long run.
So, we've talked about the potential of AI, but what about tangible returns? This article showcases entrepreneurs across diverse sectors who are generating significant ROI with AI right now.
It's impressive to see the breadth of applications, from sales automation generating $30 million to streamlining podcast production, saving thousands per month. These aren't just tech companies. We're seeing AI impact creative fields, accounting, even grant writing.
The common thread seems to be focusing on specific pain points and finding the right AI tool for the job. Many of these entrepreneurs started small, automating one process at a time, then scaling up.
Exactly. The case of the AI-powered sales system making 1,800 automated calls daily is a prime example. It highlights the potential for massive efficiency gains. And the grant writing example, saving over 100 hours a week? That's transformative.
It really underscores the point that AI isn't just a futuristic concept. It's a practical tool delivering real value today. The key takeaway here is that accessibility is improving. These tools are within reach for businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely. The article provides clear steps to replicate these successes. It emphasizes starting small, focusing on specific processes, and iteratively improving. It empowers listeners to explore AI solutions for their own businesses.
Thanks for joining us today. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll be back next week with more insights into the world of AI.